This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sunday, the Coca-Cola 600, the green flag will fly without fans at Charlotte Motor Speedway. One of the men driving in it, I've been a longtime fan personally of Richard Childress Racing. He drives for Richard Childress Racing. Tyler Reddick joining us right now on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And one of the really great things that NASCAR does do is they salute our troops as well as any sport out there. They are doing it on Sunday with the 600 miles of remembrance. One of the troops that they are saluting, a fallen soldier from right here in Northeast Ohio, from Elyria. A man named Norman L. Tollett, who was the U.S. Army sergeant, a 1994 Elyria Catholic grad who passed away in 2007 on his second tour of duty in Iraq. Tyler Reddick joins us on the show right now. Tyler, thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you very much. And, I mean, you hit it right on the head. It's all about honoring those fallen soldiers, those guys, men and women that have made the ultimate sacrifice. And unfortunately, you know, we won't have fans in the stands. But the most important part still remains, and that's honoring those that have made that ultimate sacrifice for sure.
Norman was just a little bit older than you. You're 24. He was a little bit older than you. But Childress, you guys have been in business for over 50 years. You've always done things for the country, for the soldiers, both alive and have passed. What's it mean to you? What's it mean to your team to be representing Sergeant Tollett coming up on Sunday?
It means a lot, obviously. Like everyone knows, I mean, it's the biggest week for a lot of us, and I'm just privileged to still be able to go out there and race, and you know, giving back to those that have given everything has been an interest to Richards for a very long time. It's an interest of Alsco's as we're running our digital desert camo paint scheme in our Alsco uniform Chevrolet. But like we said, it's great to have Norman on our windshield. Great to be running his name above our windshield, and I hope that I can get a good run for him and his remembrance and get a good run for his family and hopefully give them something to be excited about on Sunday.
You're a Cup rookie, aren't you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's this season been like where you guys have your first, four or five races, then you go on hiatus for 2 months because of the pandemic, and now you're back without fans, and you ran pretty well at Darlington both on Sunday and over this week?
Yeah, it's really important for any team in this sport, whether you're a veteran of 15, 16 years of racing or your first time running in the Cup Series full time, it's very important to have momentum build early. And we unfortunately didn't have a lot of consistent finishes in the beginning of the year, but one very important part was there, and that was speed in our Chevrolets. And all the guys at Richard Childress Racing worked really hard at just bringing good, solid cars to the racetrack, and the team was executing really well on pit road and behind the wall getting the car set up. But we just didn't have a lot of a good fortune go our way. But our last race before we had everything come to a halt, we were running within the top five and really looking like we're going to have a good day. Unfortunately, we had a tire failure. So it was important when we got to Darlington on Sunday for that first race, that 400-mile race, that we ran really good. And, you know, we still had a lot of adversity. We had to come from the back twice, but we were able to get a seventh-place finish. And then I once again had a really tough day, actually, again, at Darlington on Wednesday night. But we're able to somehow get a 13th-place finish out of what was looking like, you know, going to be a mid-20s to 30th-place finish for us on that night. So we just got to fight, and that's the name of the game. And we're going 600 miles on Sunday. And you can't give up at any point, even when the things look at their most grim, for sure.
Tyler Reddick joining us on the show. You're a rookie. I want to hear your answer on this. Kyle Busch dumped Chase Elliott the other night. Should Chase Elliott get him back?
Well, you know, that's totally up to Chase Elliott, obviously. I ran that race. It was very, very frustrating and very, very important to get to the top lane and fill that hole. I had many restarts throughout the night, unfortunately, where I was on the bottom, and I would be sitting in 11th place looking, all right, here we go. We're going to get in the top 10. We're going to have a good start to this race, to following all the way back to the 20s before you can finally clear and get up in line behind the cars. As crazy as that sounds, that's just the way it was at Darlington that night. So it's very important to fill the hole and get in line as quick as you could, so the car behind you that had a run didn't overtake you, and a continuous loss of momentum goes down the line and you just keep getting passed. So it was very difficult at the beginning of the run. So to see what happened there, honestly, that late in the race doesn't surprise me that it did happen. I don't think it was on purpose. That's not exactly a move you make, honestly, at that point in the race when you're third and not going for the win to try and win the race. So it's a mistake. Yeah, granted, Chase pissed, I'm sure. Kyle wasn't happy about doing it, but, you know, Kyle Busch is a really good race car driver, and, you know, I wouldn't necessarily want to pick a fight with him, for sure. He's very good. He's going to be running up front a lot, and, you know, as much as Chase can make his life miserable, Kyle can probably do it right back to him.
And that's the beauty of racing. And I got to tell you, Tyler, it's been great to watch, because someone like me, I'm actually new to the race game, but I married into a family that is just full of dirt racers. I mean, not a day goes by at the dinner table I don't hear about Thunder Bowl Raceway out in California. And so I'm getting a new glimpse of all of this. And I think so many fans out there around the country are as well, because hey, this is the only thing going. There's just not that much in the way of sports going. How cool is it that you can, you know, kind of show everybody what racing is all about?
Well, it's kind of funny. For me growing up as a kid, NASCAR was my sport. That was all I really ever cared about. Once I moved to North Carolina and was only racing, you know, once or twice a weekend, I had more time to watch other sports and really take them in. But growing up, racing was it. Dirt racing is what I got my start in, and NASCAR is where my aspirations lied. So, for me, it's really cool. You know, we had a lot of viewers on Sunday. We had over 6 million, I think. And, you know, we had a lot of rain delays on Wednesday, but we still had a lot of people tune in considering all the struggles we had. So, yeah, for sure, it's very important for us to put on a good show. It's probably not a bad thing that we're flipping each other the bird and causing commotion at the end of our races either. So, you know, the harder we race, the more entertaining it's going to be. I've always been a hard racer. So, you know, I'm all for the drama. I'm all for the excitement. And I really do think going into the 600, a lot of people are going to be wanting to press the go button early. And, you know, hopefully it makes more drama and brings more exciting races to us.
I know we got to wrap with you soon, but you've only been in a handful of cup races so far in your career. Have you given the bird to somebody yet while in the car?
No, I normally stay pretty level-headed. I normally, if I'm going to get mad at somebody, it's normally the person that's sitting in the race car, and that's myself. So I really don't ever get hot at anybody else. We're all out there trying to win a race for our team, so I don't really ever take it personally when things don't go my way.
All right, fine. Well, I'm waiting for that first day. I'll be tweeting at you that first day when I see it. I'm telling you right now, young man. All right, Tyler, you're representing something great. We thank you very much for coming on the show. I'm a fan of the race team, been a fan since Dale was driving, so we're hoping for the best from you. I'm hoping for the best for you for the rest of the season. Good luck.
Yep, thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Tyler Reddick, joining us, driver of the number 8 Caterpillar Chevrolet from RCR. Representing something great with the 600 miles of remembrance, local U.S. Army Sergeant Norman Lane Tillett, 1994 Leary Catholic grad, passed away in a second tour of duty in 2007 in Iraq.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.